Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
He said, pull up your app for me. And he said, he clicked something. He said, you're good to go. You'll walk out there. Your car will be the third one on the right. And when I walked out there, there was a piece of paper in it that said, welcome to the Tesla family, Meredith Jones.
Interesting. And that was it.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
You know how often I tell you that how we should run our businesses, the experiences that we have out there. This week, and by the way, we're on our third week in a row of our hitting streak here, a podcast
streak. About to have a home run.
Well, at this point, if I hit three hits in a row, one of the first ones probably should have been a home run or at least scored a run.
Yeah.
But this week, we're going to talk to Meredith about her recent car purchasing experience and how we can relate that to dentistry. So without further ado, let me turn it over to my lovely co-host, Meredith Cooper Jones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
I was going to make a joke, but I didn't want to make a joke.
Okay. I'm scared. Well, I was going to say we could start with one of your best lines ever.
Which is?
Probably, if a dentist ran a car dealership.
I love.
Because I can promise you.
If you invite me to speak to your little study club or whatever, or your association, it's almost guaranteed that I'm going to do some form of a skit. Like if a dentist owned a Chick-fil-A.
Ran a so-and-so.
Dry cleaner.
Yes.
A car dealership.
Yeah, the car dealership's probably.
Airline. Nice.
Right.
If it's a room full of Indians, a motel.
A hotel. I knew it was coming. Well,
Speaking of room full of Indians.
Yeah. Okay. So I can promise you that a dentist does not run Tesla. Okay. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. So to start, I went to three different car dealerships. Right.
So let's walk through. Okay. So Meredith, you're in the market for a new, you were
yes.
in the market for a new car. I convinced you to go electric.
Yes.
I don't know why you said yes.
I know.
But, you know, might as well. You've seen me. You've known me for 10 years. 12. You know, I've had an electric car for 12 years.
Yeah.
Minus this last year. And so I said, go look at some electric cars.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't drive much. So, or I go short places. I live 5 minutes from the retreat. Yeah. So it seemed to make sense.
They're amazing.
Yes.
All right. So let's just be totally transparent here. What cars were on your list?
The Lexus.
Electric.
Electric.
I think it's called the RZ.
Yes.
Okay.
I went and looked at the Audi.
Q4 e-tron.
Yes. And then the Tesla.
Tesla Model Y.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this is like your patient wants a new smile.
Yes.
Okay. And they see three different ads and they're like, you know, I want to go try different places. Okay. They're all roughly the same cost, correct?
Online, yes.
Yeah. Theoretically, they're roughly the same cost. Okay, so, but you know, now it's you want to choose Dr. A, B, or C.
Yes.
Okay, so walk me through the shopping process.
Perfect. So leading into it, I thought I was going to like the Lexus the best. They had the best, maybe this doctor had the best marketing.
Okay.
Right? Because if you think about it, Tesla really doesn't do much marketing.
They don't have to.
Right.
They actually do quite a bit of marketing.
I've never seen a commercial for it. I saw tons of commercials on the Lexus. And online, people said it was so beautiful. It was so luxury-like. But the reviews were very poor on the battery. So,
okay, so let's stop there. Okay, yes. So you narrowed down the three cars you wanted to. Imagine what she did next. She went to the Google.
Yes.
Okay, and you typed in review Lexus RZ.
Versus Tesla.
Okay, it's amazing. Okay, so I haven't done this. I should try this. Dr. X versus Dr. Y.
Yeah.
And see, so that's the first thing you did. Okay, so now I would ask you, how many Google reviews do you have? I think we're above 700 now.
Yeah, it's great. So then I went there. So I called ahead of time because we had driven by a day prior or a few days prior, and they were super busy, super busy, and I had a baby. So let's also add that into the deal, right? I had to bring a 15-month-old with me. So when we went
Not at my dental office.
Right. So we had to, but think of it this way. I would have to get childcare for my dental appointment. So do I want to go to somebody who says it's going to be 6 appointments? Or do I want to go to somebody who says it's going to be, I can get this done in 3 appointments? Because that would make a difference for me. When we went to go buy my husband's truck at the beginning of this year, it was a 6-hour process.
To buy it.
To buy it.
All right, let's not get off track here, okay?
Yes.
So I'm very interested because I haven't heard all of these things. So now you went to the Lexus dealership.
Yes. And
made an appointment.
I called ahead.
I would have just showed up.
I called ahead and said, can I come look at it? I'll be there. I can be there in an hour. I also needed a car by the end of the month because my current lease was up. So I also wanted to see what was available. I didn't want to waste my time or theirs if they didn't have anything that would be available.
You're picky.
Yes. I'm not picky. I was so easy.
All right. Anyway, keep going.
That's another thing we need to remember, though. The color change.
Keep going.
So I went to Lexus, and honestly, they were great. It was doubled down what I had to pay for Tesla.
Yeah.
And that they said they couldn't be flexible with that. The payment was about the same. So honestly, it was $3,000 to $5,000 more for the Lexus, and their customer service was by far the best.
Okay. Looking backwards, the customer service was the best, but the challenge was their reviews of this particular model were not the best.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And then my brother-in-law went to the US Open in the Lexus.
Oh, they sponsored it, yeah.
Yeah. So he went with his one of his customers, who I guess dad's really high up at Lexus, and he told him...
Japanese?
I don't know. I think he's a realtor because he's in construction.
Okay.
But he told him not to buy electric Lexus right now.
You just got him in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know his name.
The Japanese will figure it out.
He's not, I don't know.
I'm just messing with you.
So that kind of helped me to have to tell Jonathan, the really nice guy at Lexus, that
when you went, you met with a Jonathan. How many times did he follow up with you?
At least 3 times.
At least 3 times.
Yeah, I think Audi is still following
up. Did the Lexus guy seem intrusive when he'd follow up with you?
No, he seemed kind.
Kind.
Yeah.
Okay. So number one, you came for a consult.
Yes.
To look at a car.
And then his manager even followed up.
And oh, interesting.
After that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So they didn't just let you come for the consult and walk away and hope
right,
that you'd come back. They actually checked in on you.
Yes.
You know, and they're checking in to see how you're doing, really, to sell your ass.
Text, emailed, and called.
Text, emailed. So in other words, if the call didn't work, the text would work. If the text didn't work, the email would work.
Yes.
Did you respond to any of those?
I did. I told them that my parents ended up giving me a car.
Why'd you lie?
Because I just couldn't tell them I didn't like it.
She just said, I didn't like your car. The review's not so good.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's talk about Audi.
So Audi was 1.5 times higher payment per month.
Even though the car was the same price.
What I think they did is they gave me the chance to say yes to the best. And they tried to sell me one with all the upgrades and said this was the only one available by the end of the month.
Okay. So.
And they weren't super friendly. And they didn't seem like they were my advocate.
Okay. So so you went to Audi online and the car that they the national promotion fit your budget.
Right.
Okay. And so you went to see it
they didn't have the
national promotion car.
Basic level, I guess.
It's not a basic level.
Yeah, but for that car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they tried to sell you what they did have. That's a positive.
Right.
I want composite veneers, but I do have porcelain veneers.
Yes.
We can sell you those.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But it didn't seem if this guy at Lexus would have done that, it would have felt very different.
Okay.
I think it was almost the people, right? Okay. We buy from people.
Yeah, people buy from people.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you, without using this person's name, what
I don't even remember.
What did you not like? See, look at it. You don't even remember the name.
Right.
Okay, what did you not like about this experience?
It was slow. They said they couldn't tell me how much it was going to be right away.
Why not?
They said that I would have to fill out the application. I was just, what would this look like? And they were like, well, it's different for everyone. We would have to have you sit down and go through everything and have you fill out this application.
But no financial menu that gave
you
ranges.
Could you just give me a ballpark of where we're going to be at? And then once I finally kind of pushed, then they gave me something. So then I was like, you could have. And it probably would have been less once I filled out the application because I have great credit.
Yeah. So basically, this is the consultant guru that tells dentists to not tell people how much to talk about price.
It felt like they were hiding something.
Yes.
Is what it felt like to me as the consumer.
Okay.
And it didn't feel like she was on my side.
Well, tell me more about that. Why not? Because she was hiding something?
Yeah, because she just didn't seem open and clear.
How well do they know the product?
I'll be honest, I'm not that picky. I didn't ask a lot of questions, so I didn't really test them. But it's funny because...
Maybe that's why they don't like me.
Because it's funny because they probably don't, because they probably don't know that much about the electric vehicles.
Why?
And then because that's not what they're using.
They only sell 8 damn cars there, for God's sakes.
But that's not what they've been selling for the last 20 years.
I'm pretty sure that person hasn't been there for 20 years.
That's true. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they...
I'm just telling you.
But they may be selling cars other places.
I know the products of whatever I'm selling.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So you didn't. Okay. How easy was it to get there, to get into Audi to see it? How many different ones do they have?
I don't know. You mean how many
of the car?
Of this car?
Yeah,
two.
Two. That's it.
Yeah. Lexus only had two.
Okay. Two as well. Okay.
Yes.
What? All right. So they only had two.
Yes.
And both of them were.
And I'm not even sure Tesla had two available on the lot.
So two, but they weren't the national promotion car.
No.
So what I'm hearing is I'm going to market that I do overdentures.
Yes.
And when you come in to buy something, I'm going to say I don't do overdentures.
I do full arch. Or you can only get full arch.
Fixed, right.
Yes, fixed.
Okay. I'm going to market that we change your smile, we whiten your teeth, but when you get here, I'm only going to sell you porcelain.
Yes.
That's kind of how I look at it. So in other words, if you're marketing something,
and I say
gets there,
the basic model, but it's a really nice car. I just don't need
all the other stuff.
I don't want to go fast. Yeah. I don't need the extra long range battery. I mean, I need basic, but I don't plan on going out of town with this car. So I don't need self-driving for an extra $8,000.
Yeah, because it's 3 miles from here to here.
I can't even use self-driving. Don't you have to be on a highway? I don't go on highways. No. Yeah. Literally half the roads don't even have paint on them.
So now let's talk about your Tesla shopping experience so far, just going to look at the car.
Yes. So I walked in and they had two lines. Mm-hmm. People who wanted, they said, do you want to test drive? Are you here to test drive?
You didn't make an appointment?
No. I went on a Sunday.
Well, Tesla's a little unfair because you've driven my Teslas.
Right. So that's why I didn't even
test
drive. I didn't test drive the other two either.
They didn't even take you for a test drive?
I didn't even ask.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't really want to, though, because I was going to let Taylor go. But then he was like, it doesn't matter. This car's for you. What do you want? And I was like, well, I don't want to put the car seat in the car. And I had the baby. So
this doesn't make me think very good of you.
I would think I'm the most easy person for them.
I could have sold you anything.
But I also was going to brands that we know.
Right.
Right. And they're all drive pretty similar.
We can argue that. So anyway, so then you were left with the Tesla. So you went there to talk to them.
So the other thing is I went to Audi and Lexus. They're close by to each other location wise for us on Saturday because they're not open on Sunday.
That's correct.
Tesla, I was at there at noon on the dot. 12:04, I think, is when we pulled up to Tesla. They open at 12 on Sunday.
Tesla opens on Sundays?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I know in North Carolina, dealerships aren't allowed to open on Sundays.
Well, they could sell cars too, because my first delivery date was on Sunday.
Well, okay, so let's talk about your shopping experience at Tesla.
Okay. So I walk in and they said, are you here to test drive? And I said, well, not really. I just need to see what it would look like for the Model Y. I'm interested in this one. They had it right there in the showroom. And they were like, okay, well, this line over here, had six people in line, are for people to test drive. If you'll just make a line right here, we'll be right with you. So they were getting people set up and sending them out on test drives. And then they had four desks. Not in every other dealership had separate like finance offices. They just had like an open bay, like Ortho, yep. Right? Just four desks there that you can sit at. You know this because you've been there. And
I bought three cars from there.
Yes. Yeah. They basically, so I had already pulled it up online. Mm-hmm. I had shown it to you. I had shown it to whoever I was asking opinions on. Basically built it online, right? So he did the same exact thing in front of me on the computer that I did online, but he knew where the cars were.
Okay, so let's back up for a second, okay? So what I heard there was, were you able to, did you try that with Lexus and Audi?
I looked them up. Online? Yeah, you couldn't like see what the pricing was going to be per month and okay. Down payment
You could see the list
MSRP.
Price.
Yes.
You could see the list price. But they wouldn't tell you the sales price, and they wouldn't tell you the monthly payment is really what matters.
Right.
Okay, and or the lease price of that car.
Yes.
But with Tesla, it was very transparent.
Yes.
You went online, you built your car.
Yes.
And they would say, this car, if you buy it, is this much. If you finance it, is this much. If you lease it, it's this much.
Yes.
Assuming you have the credit or not.
Right.
Okay. And then that was pretty much it, correct? Mm-hmm. So you went there, essentially knowing this. And then he went through a process to have you rebuild the car.
Yes.
And then what happened?
So then this is where he was just completely open and honest with you. He said, ma'am, I'm going to be honest. This car is in Vegas. I said, oh, I just got home from Vegas yesterday. He said, it won't make it across. It usually takes it about 2 weeks to get across the country. And he said, just from past experiences, if it only makes it to Atlanta, say that's where it stops before coming to Raleigh. And if it's the 30th, which was that Sunday, he said, then they will sell it wherever they're at by the end of the quarter to hit their numbers. That means they would cancel your order and sell it in Atlanta. And I don't want that to happen to you and you go without a car because I can't see what will be available next
month. Now, that could be a sales tactic.
Could absolutely be. Okay. Yes.
Because I would imagine that if you ordered a car and it was earmarked for you, that they're not coming. I would just hope Tesla's not going to cancel your.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Well, so I did. So he found one, but it was white. And white interior, which I absolutely loved. This was God looking out for me. One, it's more expensive. You pay more for the white white interior. Yeah. With children, I don't think I need a white interior car.
I had a white interior car with my kids growing up. It was great. It cleaned easily. It's like fake. It's not even real.
But
leather.
Then I felt like I needed a white car seat to go with it to match.
Of course you do.
To match. So anyways, I ordered the white, right? I was supposed to pick it up on Sunday.
The 30th.
June 30th. And they called me that Monday.
Beforehand.
Yes.
Like the 25th, let's call it.
Yes. And said, hey, it's not going to make it here in time, but we can get you a gray one with a black interior and you can pick it up this Wednesday. We had an order cancellation. Okay. So it's already here, available. You could come on Wednesday.
All right, so here we go. I've scheduled you to get your porcelain work done three yes. weeks from now, but now I'm going to call you and say, hey, you know what? We had a change in our schedule. We'd love to get you in earlier.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to relate it to dentistry.
Okay, but this isn't going to relate to dentistry because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
This car was cheaper, right? But he did. So to me, that felt like he wanted to make sure I really got a car. And that's where it didn't feel like it was a sales tactic, that he was just trying to sell by the end of the quarter. And honestly, I said I could go a week without a car. Mm-hmm. So I could wait till after the July 4th holiday. I mean,
yeah.
I knew it would only be two or three work days that I would, and I could borrow a car yeah. from somebody, my sister, my mom, whatever. So I ended up going that Wednesday and picking up the car.
And you said yes to the gray car with the black interior.
Yes, because I was like, I'm really not that picky as long as it's black, white, or gray.
Okay.
I didn't want red or blue. I said, but I don't really care as long as it's black, white, or gray. And they said, okay, well, we can get you gray with black interior, yeah. which was like my last pick. But I was like, that's yeah, okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'm not picky. It's fine. Okay. So then I did that and I went to go pick it up. So then everything was on the app.
Yeah.
So they said, do all your paperwork on the app before you come.
So they have you set up an account.
Finance account.
All the financing online.
Yes.
Everything's done.
Your insurance is submitted online and you have to have 5 checks. Before you come in for your pickup.
So that would be, to me, before your, in theory, your consultation, your whatever, your appointment, I'm going to have you fill out the finance application.
Yes.
I'm going to have you submit a pre-photo.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have you do your forms online.
Yep.
I'm going to have you do all these things before
all your
you
paperwork,
come in.
Consents.
Everything.
Yes.
All done online.
So when I got there that day, I had to make, I had to sign one piece of paperwork that they notarized. So then they said you can come on Wednesday at 11:30 or 4. What works for you?
So they don't just say, hey, what day do you want to come in and pick your damn time? They said, yeah. This is the day. These are the time slots on this day. Mm-hmm. It's great.
But my appointment prior was on a Sunday, and they said, do you want to come at 12 or 4? Because they open at 12 on Sundays.
Right.
So each day they have two times, a morning and an afternoon. And those are the only times they do deliveries. And then they have a separate desk when you walk in to the left of just picking up your car. And they had a basket full of people. And I was the only one there. I walked right up. I signed one piece of paperwork. And he said, pull up your app for me. And he said, he clicked something. He said, you're good to go. You'll walk out there. Your car will be the third one on the right. And when I walked out there, there was a piece of paper in it that said, welcome to the Tesla family, Meredith Jones.
Interesting. And that was it.
And he said, your phone will open, your car, your keys, and your 30-day license are already in it. License plate.
Wow.
So they already had the plate on the back. They already had my 30-day registration in the car, my keys in the car. And I walked up my car. Nobody walked me out there. They just sent me out and said, you're good to go.
And just so you know, I'm just asking a question. Mm-hmm. When you fill out whatever application, they didn't tell you what bank they were using, did they?
No, they did not.
They're not telling you it's CareCredit, SunBitch, Hair, yeah. Aim, Proceed. They say, hey, this is the payment plan. Do you want this payment? Yes. Boom. Done.
Yes. And actually, even on, yes, it is, but it's actually subwritten by a smaller bank.
I think when I did my Tesla, I think it was Ameritrade.
Yeah.
That subwrote.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so I think all in all, I was in the office or in their showroom for like probably 90 seconds, pick it up.
All ready to go.
All ready to go. And when you think of a car buying experience, like I think
like
of
that.
6 hour.
Yeah.
It was a 6 hour process.
How many different people did you talk to?
Two.
Two. Your person.
The guy.
Buy it.
Yeah, which was like a young, super young guy.
Okay. And then the person to help you pick it up.
And then the one guy who notarized piece of paperwork, which was like the friendliest person you'll ever meet, and was just like, have a great day, enjoy your Tesla.
So I wanted you guys to think about, like, when I bought a car, so I just bought my Porsche last
yeah.
year. I talked to buy my car, I had to deal with my salesperson who I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I had to deal with the finance person, then the add-on
yes.
person, and then the delivery person, the service person.
Yes.
So I had to deal with 4 people to make this purchase, and I was there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So with Taylor, we went the first time to look at it and we purchased it the same day. So it's not like we didn't have to go back twice, but it was a 6 hours all in all. We were gone for 6 hours from the house, and it was in Apex. So it was a little ways.
Yeah, but still, it's not
at least a 4.5 hour process.
It's not unusual for it to take 2 to 3 hours for you.
And the finance person was so pushy on the warranties that it was like uncomfortable.
Yep. That's where they make their money.
But I asked the finance guy how many banks you're running it through. And he's like, he goes, do you work in finance? And I was like, no, I was just wondering. Yeah. And I didn't tell him what I did. And he said 28.
28. I wish dentistry had this, where we could make the banks compete for our patients' business.
Yeah.
Where we could
like Rocket Mortgage.
Have one application.
Yeah.
And then the 28 different banks say, we'll finance your patient, and these are our terms.
Yeah. I think some of the companies are starting to do that, and we don't even know it. Like, they could be using the same bank.
Yeah, but they may not be giving us. Yeah, you know, you don't know. I want the banks to.
All the options.
All right. Well, what was your overall takeaway from this?
I said yes to the place that made it simple. And
well, they also had a good product.
Fewer well-planned visits.
Yep.
And they seemed prepared.
And they were transparent about pricing.
Clear. Yes.
How do you like your Model Y?
I like it. Drives like a golf cart. I'm still getting used to it.
You can turn that off just so you know.
But I like
it. Do you have acceleration on chill?
I think you changed it to that. Yeah. At first, it's not how it came.
I know.
I had a headache after driving here.
You're going to love that.
From the whiplash. But yes, I love it so far.
Well, congratulations, Meredith. So listen, this is what our patients go through.
Learning from the buying process.
You know, have you got just a couple of things? When you went to Tesla, did you get any follow-ups from them?
After I left?
Before you bought the car, after the initial sales visit.
Well, I went ahead and paid $250 to buy the car.
Oh,
at the
so you put
visit.
A down payment down?
Yes.
To make the appointment. It's amazing. To even...
To make the pickup appointment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes. And he said if I didn't do that, then I could transfer it. Mm-hmm. So just like if you don't do this treatment, you could apply it towards something else. You could transfer it. But if you don't do that, you probably won't get a car by the end of the day.
Okay.
And he didn't mean it he wasn't in a sales pushy way. I mean, I had just seen there were 6 people test driving this car.
What did you say about those 6 people that were there to pick up the car?
They were all Indian. My husband said, that's great.
You know, it's a good value if a bunch of Indians are buying it.
And it's a nice product, too. Yes,
better believe it. All right, everybody. I hope I enjoyed listening to Meredith's story. I hope you yourself go through the buying processes in life. And then you say, how can I make my buying process at my practice simpler, easier, and more patient consumer friendly? Have a great day and see you next week for streak number 4.